Somebody, amen, brother. Somebody ought to holler, amen. I'm glad we got something to holler about. Go ahead, Carl, help yourself, son. Amen, bro. Yeah. Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You're right, brother. Yeah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Edwina. Yeah. Amen, Edwina. Hallelujah. That's right. Amen. Thank God. That's right. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Miss Marina, let the lady go for it. How about that? Hallelujah.
To see a stranger and be able to help him, it's not me doing it, it's the Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Angie Marine reminds me of that little song our daughter used to sing when she was little. It went something like, it's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. You remember that? It's bubbling, since Jesus made me whole. Amen. Lord, do something in your heart. It'll bubble up every now and then. Amen. Go ahead, Brother James.
I like to pray to God for my blood work all coming back to the
Friday. Amen. Yes, sir.
Thank you for the church of praise and people that got
help. Right? Amen.
I didn't do well, but I'm getting
that. Amen, Brother James.
My boys in my ear, I'm having problems with them. And they keep forgetting what to call them that, but they should be found out somewhere.
Amen, brother. God bless your heart. Hey, it's good to brag on him every now and then. Go ahead, Miss Sheila. Take your time, sis.
I just want to thank her bus workers. See her this evening.
Amen. Amen. Me too. Amen. Me too. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, sis. Love you, sis. Go ahead, Brother Jim. God bless you, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Jim. What we'll do, brother, we're going to pray and just pray God to give you a clear-cut answer. And if that is His will, that He'll give you peace in your heart about it. Amen. Titus, go ahead, Brother Jerry. Amen.
I was out handing out tracts today. The
Sure.
But sometimes they can be such encouragement. Normally people will either not accept them, or they'll just take them nonchalantly or throw them away. But sometimes you see a twinkle in an eye.
Amen.
And somebody smiles. I say, God, let me show me this. It's so seldom that ever happens. And unfortunately, it only seems to happen with the older folks. Our youth today is in a mess.
Yep. Amen.
And I would just ask that we remember them in their prayers, whether you've got young ones yourself or just our youth today, our nation.
Amen.
God is so good, so much better than we deserve.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir. Too few people have come.
Yeah, you're right, brother. That's good stuff, man. Amen. Titus chapter number 2. I know somebody's thinking already, are you going to preach after all that? I sure am. And I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know tonight. I'm going to remind you about some things you do know. We threw out the funeral and the funeral home, the whole process, and being as close to Bonnie as I was, I just can't get heaven off my mind. I can't quit thinking about it. I don't know, as a preacher, of course we preach heaven and we believe heaven. But every now and then it just seems to get real. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? We believe it 24/7, don't get me wrong, and we realize it's there 24/7, but every now and then something takes place in your life that just makes you focus on heaven a little bit. Amen? I tell you, it might change the quality of our lives if we thought about heaven a little bit more. Somebody said, well, what if you get so heavenly minded you're no earthly good? There's nobody in this place in any danger of that. I assure you. Amen? Amen. I remember an old song one time talking about heaven on my mind. That's what I'm going to preach to you for a few minutes tonight. Heaven on my mind. I wonder how much time of your week, every week, that you really spend thinking about heaven. Do you? How much time do you spend thinking about heaven? I was thinking about that today as we was leaving the grave site. And I thought, you know, I don't know how many hours in a week, but 24 hours in a day. If you think about heaven for a minute, just think what a small fraction of that day is that you had your thoughts in your mind on heaven. Amen. I believe it'd do you good. It'd help you to be a witness. It'd make you sweeter. You wouldn't be so grumpy all the time. Every time you get in a bad mood, just start thinking about heaven or singing about heaven. Yeah. I love to drive down the road and sing that song, How Beautiful Heaven Must Be. And I remember I was thinking about my preacher's wife, Miss Becky. She's in heaven now, and I remember her singing when I was just a young preacher. I can hear Sister Becky up there singing that song, I Want Us to Be Together in Heaven, See the Flowers. I forget all the words to it, but I just hear that song. Boy, songs about heaven, old Brother Kelly and them sung today, and just got my mind thinking about heaven. You know what heaven's going to do? Heaven's going to fix every single thing. Amen. I ain't even got an outline tonight. I just got three simple little thoughts I want to share with you tonight. Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 13. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 13, where the Bible says, looking for that blessed, say the word with me.
Hope.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. First of all, tonight, I want to say thank God for the hope of heaven. Thank God for the hope of heaven. I'm telling you, I was thinking about it today. We were standing in that funeral home, and we was watching that video of Miss Bonnie and her life, and I thought about, man, how do people do this without a hope of something better on the other side? I don't know how an agnostic could live. I don't know how they could deal with death and the reality of death. But thank God I have a hope. Amen. I have a hope of heaven. Bless God. And it's going to take place one of these days. It's not a fairy tale. It's a reality. And I ain't talking about like reality TV. I mean, brother and sister, it is real. Amen. I've got a hope of heaven. There is a hope of a reuniting with some loved ones. I got to thinking about everybody that's missing. And I started adding that up in my mind. And I can remember as a boy, Brother Charles, I didn't know anybody that was dead. I was thinking about that. I remember the first real tragedy in my life. My great-grandfather, Roy Fuller, passed away. And that's the first time I'd ever dealt with death in my life. But from that time till today, that number has grown significantly. I'm not just talking about people that I pastor. I'm talking about family that has gone to heaven. I got a little sister-in-law in glory who went home to be with the Lord when she was 15. I've got a brother-in-law in glory. I've got a nephew in glory. I've got 2-3 father-in-laws in glory. My mother-in-law's been married 4 times, never been divorced. But they're all in heaven. Every single one of them. I heard a testimony out of their mouth that they knew they were saved. Hey, you know what the hope is? I'm going to get to see them again, and we're going to get to rejoice together forever and ever and ever and ever. Somebody ought to just get... How many of you got somebody over there? Amen. I'm telling you, we're sending them every single day, man. People slipping out to meet God. And I'm glad I know the ones, that these at funerals that I preached. But some of them are different as night and day. Me and Brother Jay Collins was standing up there at the funeral home today. I got there before any of the family did. And we were talking. And he said, you know, I got an idea, Brother Eddie, that this is going to be a great service. I said, I do too, Brother Jay. I said, I believe it's going to be really good. He said, I'm thinking we may get up there like we did at Jay Bice's funeral. He said, it's this lady just knew God. And here's a man who owns a funeral home. Here's what he said to me. He said, isn't it a difference in a funeral where you're burying somebody that knew God and when you're burying somebody that didn't know God? I said, yeah, brother, it's night and day, because at this funeral, we've got hope. This is not the end of the line. We will see her again. Hallelujah. I got a copy of the last poem, old Brother Willard Thomas. Just since I've been preaching, Brother Charles, I thought about all the great men of God that's went home to be with the Lord. I got a copy of the last poem that he ever wrote. He wrote it about Happy Valley Baptist Church in Pennsylvania. I got it right there in my Bible. I'm going to get to see that old man of God again. I'm going to get to see Brother J.M. who put his hands on me and prayed for me. I'm going to get to see some of those men who sat in that ordination committee when I got ordained, laid their hands on me. I'm going to get to see them again. I'm going to get to see the man who led me to Christ. I'm going to get to see him again. Thank God I have a hope of heaven. Amen. You see, that's why for the child of God, this economy and the government and all this junk going on, it doesn't have to depress us so bad. It doesn't have to put us in the dumps, because this is not the end for us. Hey, for this world, those that are lost and on their way to hell, that's the best they can hope for, is that the government will change and the economy will turn around. Hey, but my hope is somewhere far beyond the economy. My hope is in an economy that ain't never had a down day. It's always had an arrow pointing up. Ain't never had one putting down. Ain't never been a day God looked around at the sun and said, son, we're about broke. We got to scrounge up some money. I ain't never heard God send down and take up an offering. Amen. The economy's fine where we're headed. Amen. We've got a hope of heaven. We've got a hope of heaven. I've got plenty of people. Man, I started going over names today in my mind. I got a stack of cards. I've got 2 shoeboxes, I think, full of those little memorial cards from funeral homes. Well, that's a lot of people. And I got thinking about those cards, and very few of them is even questionable about whether or not they were saved. There's a few in there, but the majority are God's children that he called home. I'm telling you, there's a part of me today that wept, and I'm going to miss Miss Bonnie and her fussing at me and me and her gouging one another all the time. I'm going to miss that, but I wouldn't bring her back from where she's at for $1 million. But you know what? She can't come back where I am, but I can sure go where she is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what David said about that little baby, remember, when he died. David said, he can't come to me, but I can go to him. Hallelujah. I'm glad we have a hope of heaven that we can see our loved ones again. Well, that's enough to make you want to make sure your family's saved, ain't it? Because there is a real eternity. There is a real hell that burns with fire. And just as sure as hell is real, heaven's real. Man, I got to baptize my grandson. Ain't that something? I believe with all my heart them other 3 coming along. As soon as it gets time, boy, they'll get saved. Todd come into church tonight, handed me his iPhone. He said, here, watch this video. And I couldn't hear it, so I stepped out in the hall and Hayden's riding in the back seat of the car, preaching up a storm, saying, "You better get saved." Yes, sir. "You better get Jesus in your heart." That man, my little grandson, preaching in the car. Hallelujah. How precious is that, man? Hey, I'm just telling you, I want us to be together in heaven. Chances are ain't nobody lost here on a Wednesday night, but there might be. Somebody ought to just get you some hope tonight. Amen.
Amen.
We're standing at the head of that casket today, and Norman made some kind of statement about the rapture, and Miss Bonnie's casket was sitting on that rack. They hadn't even lowered it down yet. And I said, "I'll be honest with you, I wish it happened right now." Somebody asked me one time, said, if you could be doing anything you want to do when the Lord comes, where would you like to be?" I would like to be doing a graveside service in a cemetery. If I can be doing anything in this world, I mean, I'm standing there reading 1 Corinthians 15 by the graveside. You know what I'm talking about? "But thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory." And about that time, hear a rumbling and a trumpet sound. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, that old vile body come popping up out of that casket. I just say, "Hang on, boys, we're next." Amen. Hallelujah. I've got a hope of heaven, and it would suit me if it was tonight.
Amen.
I mean, I'm like anybody else. I want to see my grandbabies walk the aisle and get married and see them graduate. Let us see them graduate and then get married. I want to see them do all that. And I want to see my children grow. And I want to see all those things. But I'd rather see heaven. I remember when I was little, of course I wasn't even saved, but preacher would preach on the rapture, and I'd think, "Man, I don't want the Lord to come yet. I want to grow up, and I want to do this, and I want to do that." Hey, 48 years old, I've seen enough of it. Amen. I got to looking at my friends today standing by the casket of their mother and tears running down their face, and I thought, "Brother Freddie, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of seeing the suffering and the heartache. I don't ever want to see it again." The hope of heaven will take care of that for us. Have you got a hope of heaven? Amen. It's real. It's real, man. Just as sure as I'm standing here, that great cloud of witnesses is there. Just as sure as I'm preaching to you tonight, there's them seraphim and cherubim flying around the throne of God crying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God." It's happening right now. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, "I'm already there." Hallelujah. The hope of heaven. Then I thought about this, Brother Charles. Not only is there the hope of heaven, the reuniting, we're going to get to see our loved ones. We're going to get to see Jesus. I mean, I don't believe you could even look at him in the body you're living in now. Roger said Saturday morning, before Bonnie died on Saturday afternoon, said she just kept laying there in the bed blinking, looking up at straight up at the ceiling. Said he got up over her face and said, "Mama, what are you looking at?" And said she moved her head around so she could see again and just kept looking. He said, "Ed, what do you reckon Mama's looking at?" I said, "I don't know, but I guarantee you it wasn't no hospital ceiling, son. She had her eyes somewhere. I believe she is looking at the gates of home." Hallelujah. Sure as I stand here, boy, what encourages my heart, just as sure as I know I'm standing here, I know she's in the arms of Jesus Christ tonight. I thought about the hope of heaven. I thought about then, secondly, tonight, the healing of heaven. The healing of heaven. You know what? One thing's going to make heaven sweeter than anything else. Ain't going to be no sin there. That everything that's wrong in life is because of sin. Do you understand that? Because of the curse of sin. Everything in this world that's wrong is because of sin. Every heartache, every time of sorrow, every trial, every tribulation, every sickness, every illness is because of sin. You say, "Wait a minute, you know, you say my loved one's sick and got cancer because of sin?" Yep. Not their sin. Our father's, Adam. Amen. Man, God created man to live forever and ever. You understand that? And by the way, we're going to. Adam and Eve, death only came because of sin. Sin's going to be gone. Do you know there'll never be another little child harmed? Ever. There'll never be a wife beaten. Ever. There'll never be another home busted up. Ever. Well, what a blessing, man. Why? Because sin will be gone. You turn that radio on, man. Put that talk radio on. All it is one sin after another, after another, after another, after another. I'm tired of this old sin-sick world. I'm ready to go to a place where there ain't none. And I'm be honest with you, I'm no different than you. God's going to have to change me before I can get there. Because if I went to heaven like I was, and if you went to heaven like you are, there'd be sin in heaven, wouldn't it? Amen. Why? Because we're sinners saved by grace is all we are. That's why we're going to get a new body. Fashioned like an unto His. Hey, I'm talking about the healing of heaven. Sin will be gone. Sickness eradicated. There'll not be a doctor with a job in heaven. Jay Collins will be out of business. James Benson will be out of business. Closed up. You get the phone book in heaven saying, funeral home, funeral home, funeral home. There ain't no funeral homes up here. Amen. Not a graveside, Brother Charles. Not one. The healing of heaven. Ain't going to be no sin. Ain't going to be no sickness. I'm tired of hearing about it. I remember when I first started the church and came to the church. I didn't start it when I first came to the church, and Brother Charles, and he wasn't old then. He's not old now. Excuse me, brother. He was a lot younger then. Brother Carl Mitchell and Miss Christine, they were only old people in the church. And it wasn't all, my phone didn't ring off the hook. It was just a bunch of young people. I wasn't going to the hospital every time you turn around. I wasn't preaching funerals every time you turn around. Then the church began to grow, and we get to get some older people with the older people problems. And I'm just telling you, I'm tired of hearing it.
Amen.
Heartache, man. But one of these days, Jesus is going to heal every bit of that. I told the church today, I say it nearly every time in a funeral. I told the church, we was in here in the sanctuary. I said, look here, we're fixing to go out in the cemetery, and we're going to put in the ground everything that ever caused her trouble in her whole life. We're going to bury it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Do you know what it's going to be to get rid of that flesh? Do you know what? Brother Robbie, we're going to be able to breathe in heaven. Amen. First, no sinuses, man. We're going to be able to breathe. But ain't that going to be good?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Won't even have to worry about trying to control my thought life.
Amen.
Man. I'm going to have a body just like His. I reckon that'd be good enough. Amen. The healing of heaven. Sin will be gone. Sickness will be gone. Won't be no Scottish Rite in heaven. When you think you're having a hard time, go over there and spend the day. Go on that cancer floor and walk down the hall. Look at all them pretty little girls with the hair burn off their head from chemotherapy and no eyebrows and their little skin just so pale and they so frail and weak. Boy, I'm glad Jesus is going to take care of a bit of that. If there is really a faith healer with powers to heal, they should be put on death row. If Benny Hinn can do half of what Benny Hinn says he could do, he ought to be on death row. Y'all okay? I wish I had that power. I'd put them out of business. You'll never find a child without faith. That's what they claim. If you got the faith, you know, this will work, you know. You won't find a child. They believe a man in a red suit got reindeer that fly and comes down the chimney. You ain't going to find a little kid without faith. Son, I'd be in that hospital every day putting hands on them little old babies. Are y'all listening? And if them guys could really do it, they'd be doing the same thing. Amen. If you ever want case proof that stuff's fraud, there it is right there. Amen. Heaven's going to heal. The curse of sin. It's going to take away all the sickness. Now watch this. There's something else that Revelation said is going to be gone. Sorrow. Amen. Sorrow. Sorrow's going to be gone. We wept tears of sorrow. Isn't it amazing how at the funeral of a child of God, we have mixed emotions there. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We weep with the family. We mourn with them that mourn. That's Bible. But there's something about knowing where they're at and what they're doing, man. Me and Roger stood at that casket last night, and I put my arm around him. He said, "She looks good." I said, "If you only knew." If you only knew how good she's looking today, amen. He said, you're right about that, man. He said, I ain't thought about it. He said, reckon what she looks like. I said, pretty, son. Yeah. Woo, guarantee you she's looking good. Yeah. Won't be no sorrow. Won't have to hold the head of a crying child ever again.
Amen.
All that sorrow gonna been took away.
Yes.
Won't never have to hold a little boy in my arms in my office as he sobs and begs his preacher to try and explain to him why his daddy went away. Why his daddy left him. I'll never have to do that again. All sin, all sickness, all sorrow will be healed. Not only that, all suffering. All suffering. Man, there's just no way around it. In this life, we're going to suffer. We're going to suffer. It rains on the just and the unjust. I mean, we're going to have trouble and we're going to have trial, but heaven's going to fix every bit of it all.
Amen.
Old Kyler Rowland wrote that song, Heaven Will Take Care of It All. And I believe that with all my heart. There ain't a problem that heaven won't fix.
Amen.
This ain't bothering y'all hearing about heaven a little bit tonight, is it? Amen. Hey, if you was going to Hawaii next week, you wouldn't care if I was preaching about how good Hawaii is. Amen. You'd be hollering, preach, got my ticket, ready to roll, bags are packed. Come on, tell me about that blue water. Amen. Hey, I'm going beyond Hawaii. I remember going there. And I remember the first thought. Before we went, we was afraid we'd built it up. We looked at it on the internet and read everything we could read, looked at all the pictures, and we had this trip so built up in our mind. We was afraid. We was on the plane. Sister Angie said, you know, we've built this up so big. She said, I hope we're not disappointed. I said, man, I ain't thought about that. Me too. I said, maybe we'll start thinking bad about it. Sure enough, as soon as we got to the hotel, saw a rat that big. I said, there went a rat. And the lady said, that's a mongoose. Anyway, we got off that plane. I looked at her and she looked at me. Man, our jaws, Brother Barry and Miss Alice, our jaws just hit the ground. I mean, we're still in the airport and it's absolutely beautiful. And we start walking out the street and getting in our vehicle and get to the hotel, to that Hawaiian Hilton resort, and we're just in awe. And the Lord spoke to my heart. Here's what he said. Pictures don't do it justice, does it? I've read about heaven. I've preached about heaven. I've talked about heaven. But I'm afraid a picture won't do it justice. Wait till we see the real deal, buddy. Hallelujah. And when the Lord said pictures just don't do it justice, the next little thought came in my mind. And the Lord said, wait till you see what I've got waiting. You think this is something. This is under a curse. We stood at the foot of the Grand Teton Mountains this spring. I mean, stood there, man, in awe struck in June. And big snow-capped mountains sticking up. Beautiful. There's a lady traveling, her and her husband, an older couple, and got to talking to him. He is a Vietnam vet. That lady standing there looked at them mountains. I said, what do you think, sis? She said, yay, God. I thought, man, look how beautiful and breathtaking that is. And it's messed up. We're going to a perfect city. The hope of heaven, the healing of heaven. All sin will be healed.
Amen.
You say, why? What do you mean sin healed? It's a sickness.
Amen.
All sickness, all sorrow, all suffering,
amen,
it's going to be gone.
Amen.
The hope of heaven, I'm almost done. The healing of heaven. Don't think lastly about this, the hours of heaven. The hours of heaven. It's eternal. Our minds cannot comprehend eternity. I can't wrap my mind around forever. But that's where we're going to be forever. Do you understand that? They was talking about how old Bonnie was. 70-something. I forgot what they said. 70-something years old. You know, everybody in here got birthdays. We talked about two tonight, one little one and one teenager. And we got Miss Sheila had a birthday last week, turned 29 again. And we have birthday. And you know what? Every birthday we have, we're getting a birthday closer to the last one we'll ever have. Man, I remember when I was little, I'd never think about dying. I thought I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. I'm serious. I jumped out of loft of barns on a bicycle. I mean, I didn't think nothing had hurt me. My granddaddy sitting on the porch one day said, "I dare you go out there and get on that bull standing in the barn." My granddaddy put me up to some stuff. Next thing I know, I'm on a bull in the middle of the barn. And it got on. My granny said, "What possessed you to get on that bull?" I said, "Papa dared me." He said, "I didn't do no such a thing." I didn't ever think about dying. I mean, you ask somebody, "Aaron, you think about dying much?" "No. Think about catching fish, don't you, son? Atta boy." They don't think about dying. Man, they think they're eternal. Man, I'm telling you, you get 48 years old, every funeral I do, woo, I'll do a little checkup. Make sure I know I'm ready to go. Amen. I got thinking today about how many people I've buried my age. And younger. Well, you're not guaranteed, man. But I'm talking about forever, friend. You remember when you was little, somebody told you there's 48? You thought, "Wow, that's old." It don't seem so old now, Brother Charles. I hear about people dying who are 60, and I think, boy, they were young. Man, when I was little, if I heard about somebody 60 dying, I'd think it's about time. Hey, man, y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? But man, we don't have any comprehension of eternity. We're going to live forever and ever and ever and ever. Hey, listen, 10,000 years from now, I'm going to look the same as I do when I got there.
Yeah. Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
I got some beliefs about that, but how old you'll be? But I don't know. But it'll be prime, I promise you.
Yeah.
And a million years after that, still the same. Still the same. Everywhere I go, people tell me, "You ain't changed a bit." Yeah, I have. There's some gray hair up here. Probably a few went down the shower drain today. Boy, this old body's getting older. Some of us have grown older together. I got to looking at pictures today on that screen of me and Roger and Norman. We grew up together all our lives. And they're showing pictures of them when they was younger, boy. And you know what? I was thinking, it's even hard to remember you looking like that. I done got used to you being fat and old. Amen. I thought, man, I forgot you looked that good, man. You were skinny. I told Norman, I said, "Man, look at you, skinny." And we just laughed and had a good time about it. But one of these days, we sure enough not going to change forever. And ever and ever and ever. Time won't even be a concept. Somebody said, "What time is it?" Daytime.
Yes.
Daytime.
Amen.
"What time's it going to get dark?" "Oh, it ain't. It's just going to be daytime forever."
Amen.
"Well, I don't see the sun." "Well, it's not the S-U-N we're looking at. It's that S-O-N. It's got this place illuminated." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven. They used to sing a song, "Heaven's sounding better all the time."
Amen.
And it certainly is sounding better. I told you you wouldn't hear nothing you didn't already know tonight, but boy, I just can't get it off my mind. I want to go, Brother Charles. I want to go. There's things I'd like to see accomplished and done here on this earth, but I tell you, it'd suit me to go on. Just go on tonight. I mean, I don't want to go before He wants me to, but it'd suit me if He wanted us to. Just call us all up together. I've prayed ever since the day I saved that the Lord would take me before He took my wife, because I just don't think I'd live with it. But here's what I started praying. "God, just take you. We got saved together. We got baptized together. Just let us go together.
Amen.
Let us hear that trumpet sound. Let us all just go together." Man, wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't it be good if it's during a church service? It wouldn't be if you was left sitting here. Wouldn't it be something to call on somebody to pray and everybody bow their heads and then you open your eyes and where'd everybody go? I can't explain all that, but it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
I believe the government's going to come up with all kind of crazy stuff, how the UFOs came in the middle of the night and aliens got us. Oh, I guarantee you they'll come up with all kind of whack jobs. I mean, see, but buddy, we're going to be gone. Are you going? Are you going? I'm headed that way, friend. I'm ready for heaven. Let's stand our feet. Let me ask you one more question. I'm done, seriously. When's the last time you told somebody about heaven? Now, I want you to think about this logically. If you want a trip, all expenses paid, to Hawaii or anywhere, whatever your dream vacation is, mine's Bora Bora, where you sleep in them little huts out on the water with a glass floor, man, that'd be cool. I'd have to cut a hole in it, fish. But if you want a trip to anywhere in the world you wanted to go, you had about a month or two before it was time to go, would you tell anybody you was going? I promise you everybody on your job would know it. Everybody in your family would know it. Are you going to heaven when you die? Does everybody in your family know it? Does everybody on your job know it? Hey, that'd be a good way to witness. Say, hey man, did you hear about where we're going? Where y'all going? We're going to heaven. Set them up, man. Yeah, they'll be all interested. Yeah, where are you going? We're going to heaven. And they ain't got a vacation spot like that around here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you being in church tonight. Would you come and pick you up a prayer sheet? And let's spend a little time praying together tonight, and we'll just dismiss that way. When you get done praying, you're dismissed. But remember, there might be some others still praying, so just hold the noise down a little bit. Appreciate you being in church tonight. Come on, let's pray.